At the top of the news this evening, Pope Benedict XVI today released his post-synodal exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis, the Sacrament of Charity. The document follows the 2005 work of the Synod of Bishops on the Eucharist as the source and summit of the Church's life and mission. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The document has an introduction and three parts. In the introduction, Pope Benedict XVI reaffirms that the rite of Eucharistic celebration was developed by the Church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He says we must regard the Second Vatican Council developments as being in continuity with Church practice and doctrine. The three parts of the 140-page document focus on the Eucharist as a mystery to be believed, celebrated, and lived. In the first part, the Holy Father focuses on communion as the source and summit of all other sacraments. The sacrament of penance is necessary because we are sinners. The priest is necessary because without the priest there can be no Mass. The Pope also reaffirms priestly celibacy because the priest, like Christ, is spouse of the Church.
I reaffirm the beauty and the importance of a priestly life lived in celibacy as a sign expressing total and exclusive devotion to Christ, to the Church, and to the Kingdom of God, and I therefore confirm that it remains obligatory in the Latin tradition.
The sacrament of marriage is also related to the Eucharist. Pope Benedict writes that those whose marriages are not in line with the truth of the sacrament, for example, Catholics who have divorced and remarried, cannot participate in the Eucharist.
The Synod of Bishops confirmed the Church's practice, based on sacred scripture, of not admitting the divorced and remarried to the sacraments, since their state and their condition of life objectively contradict the loving union of Christ and the Church, signified and made present in the Eucharist.
The second part of the document deals with the celebration of Mass. Pope Benedict urges adherence to the Ars Celebrandi, or liturgical norms, as set out by Vatican II. He writes that the homily should be solid and that the sign of peace be made in a more dignified way. Moreover, he has asked his offices in the Vatican to study whether it could be transferred to another part of the Mass. The Holy Father has also asked for an alternative to the current dismissal to be studied that shows a greater sense of mission. Latin makes a return and the Gregorian chant is privileged.
In order to express more clearly the unity and universality of the Church, I wish to endorse the proposal made by the Synod of Bishops, in harmony with the directives of the Second Vatican Council, that with the exception of the readings, the homily and the prayer of the faithful, such liturgies could be celebrated in Latin.
The Holy Father also outlines conditions for active participation in communion.
The faithful need to be reminded that there can be no actuosa participatio in the sacred mysteries without an accompanying effort to participate actively in the life of the Church as a whole.
In addition, there are guidelines for Mass attendance by Christians who are not Catholic.
The respect we owe to the sacrament of Christ's body and blood prevents us from making it a mere means to be used indiscriminately in order to attain unity.
In part three, Pope Benedict outlines that the Holy Eucharist is a mystery that has social implications. He writes these include respect for human life, its defence from conception to natural death, the family built on marriage between a man and a woman, the freedom to educate one's children, and the promotion of the common good in all its forms. These values are not negotiable, he said.
It is not the proper task of the Church to engage in the political work of bringing about the most just society possible. Nonetheless, she cannot and must not remain on the sidelines in the struggle for justice.
Freedom of worship and human need are also discussed in the document. The Holy Father concludes by saying that he has asked for a Eucharistic compendium to be drawn up. The document would contain a brief statement of our faith on the Holy Eucharist prayers and guidelines for adoration and Eucharistic hymns. I'm Lydia O'Kane.